啊，我们看一下啊，还有一些那个我们找到的，马克老师为我们找到的，我们还可以说一说，比如说像那个在这个地方换乘电梯。Take advantage of that electrical elevator from this. So, take advantage.
That's a hard one to guess, but I'm kind of thinking it's in some of these multi-purpose buildings where you have to go up from the ground floor to the 22nd floor, and then on the 22nd floor you have to switch to another elevator so that you can get up to the 40th floor where the restaurant is or whatever. Mm-hmm. So if that's the case, I would say elevator transfer point.Transfer, 有人换地铁, DNT, right? Transfer planes, 有人换飞机, right? So, transfer, right? Elevator transfer point.
对。
二层就是要换电梯。
对。
Elevator transfer point.
对啊，你那个 take advantage of, 感觉你占了电梯便宜似的。
Like, yeah, I'm going to use this elevator a lot, up and down, up, it's free.
对，我一天用它个八百回啊，叫 take advantage of.
免费的电梯。
其实你就说电梯转换换乘点叫 elevator transfer point 就可以了。
Yeah. 对。
还有小心碰头叫做 meet carefully.啊，我们见个面，仔细的见个面，叫 meet carefully.
meet carefully, yeah, that's a weird one.
小心碰头，那个肯定是不可以的啊，那个是不行的。还有呢，保护环境从我做起 ，protect circumstance began with me. 这个太直接了。
Yeah, protect circumstance. I don't know what circumstances need protection, so I think that's environmental protection. I looked up the Chinese for all of these that I did, so.I'm pretty sure about the translation. So environmental protection begins with me, right? Environmental protection begins here. Environmental protection begins with each one of us. 都可以说，但是 environmental protection 非常标准，必须说 environmental protection.
千万不能说什么 protect the circumstance, 你只能说
Yeah, and fewer signs in English begin with the verb.Unless it's a very strict rule, we try not to begin with the verb. If it is a strict rule, yes, begin with the verb. Yes. But slogans or ideas seldom begin with verbs.
对
a lot of the time,
一般来说、
yeah.
不会用动词来开头都是名词开头、
right.
所以保护环境叫 environmental protection begins with me.
Yeah, you're trying to inspire someone. That works that way.
就对了、
yeah.
哈。还有一个就是很多地方不是限高嘛，限高三米，就看到中式英文写的、
right.
The limit is high three rise. 三
个米。我觉得这个是
三个米。
桥下边有可能是那个，我又撤那个，我觉得太大了，太高了，那我有点怕了。哦，那可以三米啊，那可以吧？我的是那个两米。点八那可以、yeah, so you know there's a word for that? Clearance, C-L-E-A-R-A-N-C, clearance. So the amount of space between the ground and whatever is above it, clearance.、Yeah.
叫 clearance, 同学们没有想到是这个词吧、
yeah. 3-meter clearance, 3-meter, 都可以说。
好、我们来那个总结一下啊 3-meter, 三米的空间要留出来。Clearance, 就这么学、
yeah.
就这么说就可以了
right,
three、
yeah.
meter clearance 就
好了 yeah、a lot of times like just at the edge of a bridge you see that so when you're driving it's like oh that's too low I better stop、yeah.
千万不能说什么 three rise 三颗米
yeah, because people think too long they crash their car into the bridge right,、yeah.
是啥意思啊还有一个就更逗了叫青山绿星火毁Green, the blue mountain brings destruction. The spark leads to.
Yeah, so that's very poetic. That sounds good. You know, there are two ways. One, you can try to stick with the poetic, and you could say a spark can destroy green hills. A single spark can destroy all of these green hills that you see. Right?、
Mm.
That works. On a shorter sign, you could just say prevent forest fires. Right? Prevent. Forest fires.、Mm.
马老师说，他说的很诗意，很 poetic。他青山绿，星火毁的意思就是说，你有一颗小火苗就能把整个青山毁灭了。所以我们英文就说、
right.
a spark can destroy green hills.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, you think. I mean, it's nice. It kind of works because it's like, wow, it's so green today. I guess I could just light up my cigarette or whatever else I want to burn. But no, they can't.
今天啊，咱们节目里聊了很多哈，很多在马克老师的帮助下 ，with the help of Mark， 真是学到了很多英文标志的写法。其实这个英文标志的翻译呢，是一个非常复杂的工程。要翻译恰到好处，又不失原意，又美观精致呢，其实需要有正确的方法。啊，也需要我们很多外籍专家的参与，共同来修订啊。我们翻译的时候呢，要秉着信息准确、行文简练、语法规范的原则，力求呢要以最简单的语言、简洁的语言来表述最精确的信息，是吧？要忠于原语，要注重跨文化的知识。
Easy for visitors, easy to follow the rules, right?
对、
yeah.
，easy for the visitors,
visitors
easy to follow the rules.
Yeah，、
要注重跨文化的知识。简洁等等策略来表达，来达到翻译的科学化跟规范化。